From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is day 34 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Good morning and welcome to day 34 of the Red Letter Challenge. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm hanging out this morning. This is how I hang out when I'm at home. And my feet up, just not always reading a book, but sometimes watching TV, watching the Giants play, you know, just hanging out. Our red letters today, one of the reasons I'm hanging out, like I do at home, they say, return to your home and declare how much God has done for you. That's our challenge. Return to your home sounds pretty good at the end of a long day to return home. But like the challenge actually is more than just going home and hanging out, putting your feet up. The challenge is to figure out how to live out your faith even in the places that are closest to you, even among the people you are closest with. There's a saying that you can't be a prophet in your own hometown, and I think part of that saying is true, that it's much more difficult to live out your faith and to be honest for some reason about who you are and to serve and give to others when you are known by others and they know you more fully than it is when you go away. We go on mission trips and we serve and we do so in the name of Jesus. We might even wear t-shirts to say we're from the church. But it's harder sometimes to do those things locally where we are more fully known. Pastor Zach talked about the challenge of being a pastor, even when he's at home and praying with his wife. And I think really the issue comes down to integration. Are we the same people in all contexts? Are we the same people when we're in worship on a Sunday morning as we are when we're at work during the week or when we're bowling on a Tuesday night or headed out to dinner on a Friday night? Are we the same people? Do we act the same way? Can people tell that we are people of faith no matter where we are and how we're interacting with them? Even if we don't have a name tag on or a shirt that says that we're from the church, do they know that there's something different about us? When I was reading the challenge today, I was reminded of the time I was spent in high school when I worked at Mount Cross in the Santa Cruz Mountains. And while I was there for the summer, I had all these mountaintop experiences. I was gathered with other Christians and we'd have deeply, what I thought at the time were deeply theological conversations, but spiritual conversations, conversations about our faith. And I felt like I was much closer to God and to the people of God when I was there, that it was always a struggle to come home over the summer, go back to high school, go back to my community where people just seemed so shallow. They didn't care about the deeply important things that we talked about at camp. But the reality is, in no more than a week, I was back to not having those conversations myself, where my faith sort of took a back seat to all the other things that I was doing in my life. Sure, still going to church on a Sunday. Sure, still participating in youth group. But it was different at camp, surrounded by folks who were there with a purpose, the express purpose of sharing their faith. And we encouraged one another in that endeavor. It's not easy to go home and share about your faith with those who know you best, because at times they're the ones who see you not only at your best, but at your worst. But if we're fully integrated and we can be honest about who we are and our struggles at home and out in public, I think that's the best witness. And where better to talk about your faith than among the people who know you and love you best and can support you? Try it out at home among those folks and then get out, go out into the world to share the good news of God's love with others. It's been great spending some time with you this morning, and I look forward to hanging out with you tomorrow.